Columbus will be there.
Grandma was wearing a simple pale green dress that made her complexion look like she'd been embalmed right along with Jimmy. Grandma was in her mid-70s and didn't look a day over 90. She had the posture and energy of a 20-year-old Marine, but gravity had taken its toll. She carried slack skin over lean muscle and spindle bone and was, in many respects, the human version of a soup chicken. The day before her ill-fated trip with Jimmy Rizzoli, she decided to shake things up at the hair salon and had gone with a short punk cut and flame-red hair. If you knew Grandma, you wouldn't be surprised at this, and in fact, I thought it suited her.
I saw the Queen of England wearing a dress just like this, Grandma said. She had a hat on that matched the dress, but I couldn't find one of those.
Grandma came to live with my parents when Grandpa Mazur ate his last pork chop, sucked in the last drag on his Marlboro, and went to heaven to keep his eye on Jesus. It's been a bunch of years now. So far, my father hasn't killed Grandma, only because we took his guns away and we never leave sharp knives lying out in the open. My parents live in Trenton, New Jersey, in a small two-story house in a pleasant lower-middle-class neighborhood called The Burg. My mom has always been a homemaker. My dad is retired from the post office.
It's too bad your mother is in bed with a bad back, Grandma said to me. It's not every day that her stepfather is laid to rest.
He was only her stepfather for 45 minutes, I said.
Still, this is an important occasion for me. I get to stand at the head of the casket and be the grieving widow. There's lots of women out there who would kill to be Jimmy's widow.
I had doubts about the source of my mother's back pain. She self-diagnosed on Google and was self-medicating with bourbon. I was pretty sure the pain had more to do with my grandmother being my mother's worst nightmare than with my mother having a potentially herniated disc.
We better get a move on, Grandma said. I don't want to be late. They said I could get a private viewing before they let all the other people in. You're lucky to come along with me on account of you get to go to the private viewing, too.
I was escorting Grandma because my mother had threatened to never again make another pineapple upside-down cake if I didn't stick to Grandma like glue. Then she sweetened the deal with a promise of lifetime unlimited laundry service, which included folding and ironing. Steva's funeral home is no longer owned by Steva. It's changed hands several times and has been given a bunch of different names, but everyone still calls it Steva's. It's a large white colonial-type house with black shutters, a wide front porch, a utilitarian brick addition in the rear, and garages behind the addition. I parked in the small lot designated VIP parking and followed Grandma to the side door. Grandma knows every inch of Steva's by heart. Ladies of a certain age use Steva's as a social center. Grandma and her girlfriends are there 4 nights out of 7, whether they know the deceased or not. 2 of the remaining nights are reserved for bingo at the firehouse. I suppose it could be worse. I mean, it's not like they're frequenting strip clubs or crack houses. Mervyn Clack, the current owner and funeral director of Steva's, met us at the door.
Mrs. Rizzoli, he said, my sincere condolences.
Grandma turned to look behind her before remembering that she was Mrs. Rizzoli.
Thank you, Grandma said. Where's he at? You got him in slumber room number 1, don't you?
Of course, Clack said. Nothing but the best for Mr. Rizzoli.
And he's in the mahogany casket with the satin lining?
Yes, Clack said. I think you'll be pleased when you see him. He's wearing the tie you picked out, and he looks very dapper.
Grandma hurried down the corridor past the refreshment kitchen to the foyer with the center hall table and massive floral display. The double doors that led to the front porch were closed, but I could hear noise from the crowd that had gathered on the other side. Slumber room number 1 was the largest of the viewing rooms. It was reserved for lodge members and the occasional decapitation that was sure to draw a crowd. Grandma marched down the center aisle, past the rows of empty folding chairs, and went straight to the casket at the far end of the room. She looked at Jimmy and nodded her approval.
Yep, he looks good all right, she said. He's got good color to his cheeks.
She looked around, checking out the flowers.
We got a good amount of flowers, too. Jimmy was real popular.